Dictation for Todd, T-O-D-D, Watson, excuse me, Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S, February 14, 85. Addresses a letter to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Murray, follow up for Mr. Sanders, who has advanced renal failure, history of dilated cardiomyopathy and hypertension, last visit in February, comes in person, isolated nausea, not frequent, no vomiting, no dysphagia, actually gaining weight from 295, 311, good appetite, no diarrhea, bleeding, good urine output, no infection, cloudiness or blood, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, denies dyspnea, orthopnea, PND or oxygen, review system otherwise is negative, minor edema, which is baseline, no ulcers or claudication symptoms. Next paragraph, medication list review. Now, excuse me, on Coric, amlodipine, Lasix, nitrates were added by Dr. Watson on bicarbonate replacement. Next paragraph, today weigh 311, blood pressure 150 over 70, alert, Orientenstein 3, has an AV fistula on the left upper extremity without Stilling syndrome, no localized valvulitis, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, does have morbid obesity, minor edema, normal speech, no focal deficit. Next paragraph. Chemistries, creatinine at 5.3 for a GFR of 12, which is baseline for him, stage 5. Metabolic acidosis on replacement 21, normal sodium, potassium, normal nutrition, calcium in the low side, phosphorus mild elevated at 5.2. Anemia around 12. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 5. No symptoms of uremia, no indication for dialysis. Next number, AV fistula open on the left upper extremity without Stilling syndrome. Next number, hypertension, fair control. Next number, dilated cardiomyopathy, negative cardiac stress testing. Next number, bilateral small kidneys, likely hypertensive nephrosclerosis. Next number, congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction, clinically stable, doing salt fluid restriction, low dose diuretics. Next number, anemia without external bleeding. No indication for EPO treatment. Next number, elevated phosphorus and low calcium, start on FASLO. Next number, metabolic acidosis on treatment. Next paragraph comments, he understands that we will start dialysis based on symptoms or uncontrolled volume overload. His last echocardiogram shows significant improvement of injection fraction up to 60-65%. The prior abnormalities are resolving. Given that, I think he needs to explore potential renal transplantation. He does not smoke, although body size might be prohibited. Continue chemistry every 2 weeks. Come back on the next 2-3 months or early as needed. He understands the absence of home hemodialysis and home peritoneal dialysis. End of dictation.